Then our teacher sometimes used to begin a talk by suggesting that we just touch the point between the eyebrows with the fingernail and use the after sensation to sit in silence and bring the mind to this point using the touch to help bring it back just for a moment. These are the verses from the Gita about how to regulate our actions in ordinary life. He who neglects the scriptural injunctions and lives by his pleasure desires does not attain perfection, nor happiness, nor the highest goal. The word for scriptural is shastra. Therefore, let scripture be your guide. And you should not do what is not prescribed by scripture, and you should do what is prescribed by scripture. When required action, such required action, is done simply because it ought to be done, abandoning attachment and fruit, that abandonment is of sattva, is of light. He does not hate a disagreeable action when righteousness demands it, nor does he cling to an agreeable one. Such is man is sattvic, wise, and his doubts are all dissolved. One should not give up what one ought to do, even though it may have some defects, because every action has some defects, as a fire is dimmed by smoke. Well, now, the Gita itself is a scripture, is a shastra. Shankara calls it the Gita shastra, the Gita scripture. So we can look for the injunctions on action, what to do and what not to do, how to guide our actions by looking at the Gita. Now, there are four places where a list of the qualities is given. Chapter 16, chapter 17, chapter 18, and then in chapter 13, a list of qualities is given which will bring someone from the worldly state up to knowledge. Now, I've listed them in these columns. The left-hand one is the column for 16. These are the qualities, self-control and so on. And they come in chapter 16, chapter 17, chapter 18, and also in the chapter 13 on knowledge, to bring one to knowledge. So these are actions, virtuous actions in the world, and these are virtuous actions which will also lead to knowledge. And they're a very surprising list. Some of them come in all four places. That's these three: self-control, uprightness, and purity. They come in all the four places. Then the next set, devotion, worship, comes in three places. It comes in chapter 16, 17, not in 18, but it also is one of the knowledge qualities which lead to knowledge. Devotion, worship, then steadiness in yoga, gift, tapas or austerity, serenity, firmness, and non-violence. Those come in three places. Then further down still, coming in only two places, fearlessness, purity of essence. This means the depths of the being are becoming purified, self-study, truth, giving up the fruits of action. Now, this is not one of the special qualities which lead to knowledge, because the man who is practicing for knowledge is already practicing solitude as much as he can. a certain fire. There has to be tejas, there has to be some fire in people, not simply to be complacent or simply blindly to follow like a slave, but there has to be some fire. Service, patience, and then service. And here again, the service is not slavishness. Sri Dada, our teacher's teacher, warns, he says, serve, but don't be slavish. And absence of pride. Then there are a whole list of qualities which occur in one place only. But they're on the other side. And you will see the ones marked in red, they come in chapter 13, and they are special qualities which lead to knowledge. And in fact, some of them are the fringes of knowledge. Sincerity, non-egoity, to realize that everything in the world is painful. Withdrawal, non-attachment, undisturbability, yoga meditation on God, solitude, steadiness in self-knowledge. Already he has some self-knowledge. Now he has to practice steadiness in it, and then liberation as the goal of knowledge. He has to focus on liberation as the goal, as the result of knowledge. Those are for one who's specially practicing for knowledge. Then the other two lists, to some extent, they overlap. They come in one place only, no anger, no slander, compassion. This is one of the very few what we would call positive actions. Compassion. No craving, gentleness, modesty, no fickleness, no injury to others. This is almost the same as non-violence, though Shankara makes a distinction, as the commentator has to. Then brahmacharya and true, useful, and calming speech. Charm, faith, silence. They come in one place only. And then the last one is authority, skill, heroism, and faith. They are mostly for the pupils who are of the psychological warrior class.